This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome to Hashtag Fatherhood. With Bennett and Battle.
So, Battle, I'm so happy that you decided to come in today sick. I thought you're one of the people that are against this. Like, you don't go to work sick.
I am, but I already had committed to my boss that I was going to come in today. I've got a bit of a hybrid schedule, so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to snort some DayQuil and, and do a
just
line.
Just cough some Robitussin.
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
It doesn't seem to be helping, but... I apologize. That's why I'm on this side of the studio. I'm way over here.
You don't look bad.
I have my glasses on. If I take my glasses off, my eyes look tired.
Mm.
It's funny. I woke up this morning. You know, do you ever wake up in the middle of the night?
To pee?
Middle of the night.
Yeah.
We'll get into that later,
I got a bladder like an old sailor.
Time accelerates. So does my urge to urinate every night. Where was I going with that? You wake up in the middle of the night and you just feel terrible. It's like, shit, I'm sick again. And then you start cursing your child because they're the ones that did it. But this morning I did, and I was like, well, I'm just going to go back to sleep. And that was at like 3:30, 4, because I look at my phone to see what time it is. Like, all right, how much time do I have left? And then my wife came in to take a shower, and usually I wake up for that, and I did not. I should say my wife got up to take a shower.
Mm.
She didn't come in from like doing something overnight. She just got home. But I did wake up to the door swinging open because she wakes him up in the morning at like 7, the kid. And he likes to pretend to be a baby now. It's his big thing, even though he's 3 years old. And I never know he's being a baby. Like, he usually tells her that he'll go, mommy, hairy baby. Like, okay, Harry's a baby now. And he'll just go, rah! And start crawling around on the ground. So the door swings open this morning and I'm having this horrible dream about I can't find any chocolate in a casino, and the door kicks open and I'm not feeling well. Sorry, I just punched the mic there. The door swings open and jolts me awake and I sit up and I go, what's wrong? What's wrong? Is he all right? And my wife is just sitting there with no response and the kid's just sitting there crying. So I'm like, is he okay? And she's still not answering me, drops. This is at like 7:05.
Yeah, no.
This morning.
This is a great way to wake up.
She tosses him in the bed and he comes rolling over to me. He goes, daddy, hairy baby. I go, okay. All right. You're a baby. Everything's fine. You're just being a baby. Everything. You're being a baby now. Somebody let me know when you're being a baby. I thought like something's wrong. Like, I'm not feeling, you know where my mind goes.
Sure.
Like, I'm not feeling well. Maybe it's COVID. Maybe the kids got COVID. Now we're all sick and he's screaming because he's sick. I'm like, oh, my God. It turns out I'm the only one that has a head cold, even though he's
just
the one,
hairy baby.
He's just hairy baby. Yeah. So
7 a.m. wake up call.
Yeah.
Hairy baby.
Yes. And just to catch you up, he only speaks in the third person. He doesn't say I or me. It's Harry. Harry hungry. Harry baby, daddy.
Like that Seinfeld episode.
Daddy played with Harry. Jimmy.
Jimmy, yeah.
And it's funny.
Jimmy loves basketball.
I thought all kids did that, but apparently he's the only one that I know of right now.
Yeah, this is the first I'm hearing of something
Kira
like that.
Kira says hi, or hi, hello, how are you? That's what Kira says. No, does she say I and me?
No.
No, she says Kira?
She says me sometimes.
Oh, okay.
She does say that. Like I'll, if there's a song playing, I'm like, oh, I love that song. And she goes, no, me. I like that song.
Yeah, you can't like it.
Yeah, only me.
Yeah.
Dad.
Okay.
Get out of here. Wait, well, so you're sick, but it's not from Harrison.
It has to be. What is it? Who is it from? I don't see anybody else. My wife is fine.
Yeah.
Harrison's fine. Oh, you know what it is? It's his cousin who he's with all the time.
Mm.
They're the same age.
So it's from a kid.
Yeah. I think it's not from, he's doing, we can get into all this and the time that's passed. Like he started school.
Right.
He's in preschool. So that's what really caused me to be on my deathbed for the entire month of February. And it's a leap year too. So I had an extra day.
An extra day to suffer.
Feeling terrible.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Love so that for you.
That was, thank you. That was the entire last month. So this is I'm seeing the joy now of parents warning you I'm sure they did the same to you. Like, whoa, just get ready.
Mm.
You know, they like to be the bearers of bad news. We've talked about that. Like,
oh, well, they're, yeah.
I hope you don't like sleep. You'll never sleep again. Like, thanks, asshole.
Yeah. They're like a few stages ahead of you. Like they'll give you that warning, but it's usually true. No sleep. And I'm always sick.
Always sick.
Throughout the winter. Kira has been getting me sick. And Kalina, not so much. It's hit or miss with her. If she does get sick, she is the last one of us three to get sick. But if Kira gets sick, I know within 24 hours, it will start for me. That train's never late. Whether it's COVID, she gave me COVID.
Yep.
She's given me, you know, head colds.
You're the last one to get it in the house?
No, Kalina is. I'm the first person.
You're the first.
I'm the first.
You're patient zero.
Oh, without a doubt.
Okay.
My immune system must suck. Because as soon as Kira gets sick, I'm like, I know I'm next.
Yeah, it depends on the person. So my immune system's really terrible. And we're both pretty healthy guys.
Yeah, I don't know.
Exercise, consume flax seeds. There's a lot going on here.
Yeah.
But I don't, like I said, the entire month of February, I was sick. So I went from COVID I was the last person to, I'm always the last person in the family to get something.
I finally got COVID too. I didn't get COVID during March 2020.
You never got it during the pandemic?
No. I went to a Limp Bizkit concert in Atlantic City, didn't get COVID. But well, Kira comes home in 2024, 4 years after the pandemic, and I get COVID. And I stay home all week.
You went to Atlantic City to see a Limp Bizkit concert. You got everything else.
I got everything. I got syphilis. Yeah. I got gonorrhea. I needed a tetanus shot, but no COVID. But Jesus. Yeah, leave it to me to get COVID in 2024. And I got it pretty bad. Like it was more like headaches and no energy, like very lethargic.
Yeah.
Every task, like small task, felt like just climbing Mount Everest. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's what it does to you.
Right?
That'll get you. It'll do that.
That'll get you.
I can't believe you never got it. So we did a show, if you recall, remotely. And I was going through all that with her family.
I do.
We all had COVID. I had, if you remember, had season one, season two. I had COVID. I got really bad. I got it really bad. I almost had to go to the hospital.
Really?
That's when I lost like 10 pounds.
Did you have a high fever? Because Kira...
Yeah.
You did.
Yes.
See, I didn't have the fever. I had the headaches and I had no energy. But Kira, and this is the most like anxiety filled experiences when you stick, because we do the rectal, you know, thermometer.
Yeah.
And when you put.
To you?
Well, me and her.
Yeah.
We stick the thermometer in, and how alarming is it when it just immediately jumps into triple digits? And you're like, oh, dear God.
Your heart skips a beat.
Oh, my God. It just won't stop going up. And her fever, I think peak COVID was like, it was like 103. It was like 102.9.
Jeez.
And we were very close to going to the ER.
When was this?
January.
Okay.
It was.
So that's
It was right before Christmas.
Oh.
We did a cruise and we got it on the cruise. Right. We got COVID, we think, on the cruise or like in the travel on the way home. And like the day after we got home is when we noticed, you know, she was off. And so Christmas was almost canceled because I tested negative like Christmas Eve, and we're like, oh, thank God, Christmas is back on. But yeah, it was December.
Wow.
It was. It took us all down, except for Colleen, and she was like peacocking around the building. She was being all alpha about it, that she was the only one that did not get COVID out of our family. I've been saying she is the man and the woman of the household.
Yeah.
And it pisses me off.
Well, I mean, look, they're way better. Look, you have the same situation as I do, and I think it might just be a man versus female thing, that they take a cold or a COVID or a flu way better than we do.
They can still operate and do normal daily functions. If I'm a little under the weather, like, even if, like, you know, that tickle in your throat, like that pre-sick, you're like, oh, I think I'm coming down with something.
Yes.
I'll be off that day. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You get in your head about it. And I'm like, oh my God.
I'll skip the gym. I'll like start watching The Price is Right in bed. Like, I'll just get ready for it. You know, I look like a baby.
What happened to Ricky Lake? This is the last time I was sick home just watching TV.
Right. Bob Barker. Yeah. He used to take care of me as a kid. I mean, so yeah, I'm just the biggest baby. But yeah, women are just built different, and it really,
they just chug along. They just have, especially now that they're moms, they just chug along. Like, nothing is going to stop them from,
I know,
making his lunch for the day, like, right, waking up and doing that.
Oh yeah, when I'm sick, I just stop taking care of everyone.
Yeah, I can't even take care of myself. I'm lying in bed. I'm such a baby. And I'm snapping at people today at work. In all fairness, even if I was 100%.
Yeah, but you're not the most chipper person.
I'd still be snapping at people at work.
Right.
No, that's stupid. Shut up.
You with the head cold. Jesus, that's terrifying. Yeah.
So that's interesting. I never knew you didn't get COVID when, like, prime pandemic.
No.
Well, you're lucky. Because when I got it this past February, like a month ago, it wasn't as bad, but I got it the worst out of the family. Mm. Like, I was laid up for a week and couldn't do much.
Did you have the headaches?
Really bad headaches.
Really,
like, your head was in a vice. It affected me differently than the first time. So I wasn't like, I was achy, but I wasn't like cold, sweaty and shaking every night or throughout the day. I didn't lose as much weight. My throat hurt, but it wasn't like gargling a pint of razors with badgers fighting over it.
Right.
Yeah. It wasn't as bad.
See, I felt it on my way home. Like, I started feeling the COVID migraines on a flight, and I had a middle seat. Like, all of the things that just, like, make you want to hate traveling. Like, that's what my experience was. I was like, Jesus Christ. Because when you're sick, you still want to be home. Like, you want to just be in your own space.
Yes.
You don't want to be in a middle seat on American Airlines flight.
No.
Row 23.
Arguing with a stranger over there who gets the armrest.
Ugh. Yeah. Not ideal. But we're on the way out. I mean, we're March now.
COVID is one of those things where as soon as you wake up in the middle of the night, you know you have it. Like, I woke up, both times I woke up in the middle of the night and was like, this is COVID. Mm. I just knew it. It just feels different.
This feels like COVID to me.
Yeah, it feels different from a head cold or a flu or anything else. So once I got over COVID, I had one day of feeling fine, mid-February, and then I got a bad, like, mild flu. Jesus. A bad mild flu. Just a mild flu.
A bad mild flu. I hate those.
So that's going around. That's something that he got from school.
Right.
That I got. Okay. So I was laid up for that.
Now, if Harrison's sick, do you bring him to school?
No.
You keep him home even if he's a little under the weather.
If he has a fever, then no. Because we want to be responsible.
Right. Because at the time when Kira gets sick, it's because, you know, she does like this. She doesn't go to school yet. She'll go this upcoming fall.
Yeah.
But at our health club, they have all these classes that she takes. Like, she takes yoga, gymnastics, art, etc. But, like, when she gets sick, it's because parents will drop off their kid who has a runny nose or they're, like, hacking up a lung. And then in 24 hours, she's got it.
Yeah.
It never ends.
I think part of that is just the way it works. Some people don't have the option to not send their kid there.
This is a health club. This is a little bit different. You had to be on the premise.
Oh, it's not like a daycare. Oh, okay.
They can skip their, you know, spin class for the day and keep their kid home so they don't infect, you know, all of Cherry Hill. You know what I mean?
That's a good point. Selfish assholes.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't need to ride the elliptical today.
Right. Do some squats at home.
Well, I had the one day of, once I got over that flu, then I had one day of feeling better, and then I got a sinus infection.
Good God.
And I missed out on all, that lasted for a week.
I bet you would just been a joy to be around at home. Mm, Bao Chao deserves brutal. An award, some type of medal.
We almost got divorced.
I bet. That does not surprise me in the least bit.
Just being a grump for an entire month.
I mean, your vibe is already.
My baseline is already miserable.
Right.
So just imagine
you
how much
sick
worse
for an entire
sick
month?
For a month.
A leap year?
Three different ailments.
29 days?
Yeah.
No. That's... Wow. Does she drink?
Never. Very rarely.
How is she getting by?
I don't know.
Is she on antidepressants? What is
no,
she doing?
No. She's kind of...
Just a different breed.
Girl Scout cookies, I guess.
Women,
she'll just
man.
Have a few Girl Scout cookies and like, son of a bitch, husband of mine. It's
well, now there's a new virus going around. There's a norovirus. Have you gotten that yet? That's the stomach virus is going
yeah,
around. Just wait.
No, but let's not.
Oh, I want that for you. I want to see
no,
what I want to see how you react
weight.
To the norovirus when it's coming out of both ends.
I will say this last time of COVID, and thank God, I think I mentioned this, but I'm a little foggy because of the I got a medicine head right now. Here's the other thing, not to go off on another tangent, but everyone must be sick lately because, again, my wife went to the store and picked up some Dayquil for me,
right?
Not me.
Never.
She knows I hate going to pharmacies. It's one of my least favorite things to do.
That's so you hate going to pharmacies?
Yes, they suck. Who likes going to a pharmacy? The aisles are really tight, everything's overpriced, everything smells like that shitty fragrance of the paper products.
You're more of a wide aisle kind
There's
of guy.
There's some terrible Muzak. Not even Muzak playing, but like, you know, acoustic Three Doors Down is playing over and over and on an endless loop. It just
yeah,
sucks.
I used to love going to the local pharmacy. Do they have local pharmacies anymore or you just go to Walgreens
yeah,
or CVS? Yeah, okay.
Nah, there's
they're
a
not
CVS.
Out of business yet?
No.
Because like the
is...
local pharmacy where I grew up, I enjoyed it because you would get like your amoxicillin, right? For your earache or whatever that cures, I forget. But like they had the Matchbox cars that I would always get, you know, if I was sick. You know, you get a little toy.
No, I don't know what that was like.
No,
but,
yeah, your childhood was different, yeah. Instead of sandboxes, you would turn to like, yeah, broken glass.
But this past time...
Oh, God, now you're coughing. Jesus Christ.
This past time of...
Is there Lysol? Lysol wipes. Good. I'm going to wipe everything
COVID,
down.
This past round of COVID, though, I finally got the lack of... My sense of smell and taste went away.
Oh, that's depressing. Yeah, that didn't happen
for me. Has its benefit... Because you're not really eating much anyway because you're sick.
I wasn't, no.
So I had this... by the way, the wife and kid were fine. They had COVID, but they didn't really have any symptoms. They just tested positive, but it wasn't like... the end of the world. Like, meanwhile, I'm like Googling how to make your own IV at home. But
the Google part gets me because I have like health anxiety. So I'll start Googling and suddenly like I've been dead for 10 days. Like that's what WebMD will come back. They'll be like, oh, no, you now, go to the ER now.
Yeah, don't go down that rabbit hole because nothing good come from it.
Nothing good. No. What were you going to say?
But now the loss of smell and taste is fine. You know, especially if you're using Philadelphia public transportation, like your senses are slightly dulled. I could see the guy defecating on the floor,
right.
But I can't smell it.
No one talks about the perks of COVID except for you. That's good.
It's very not discussed very often, you know, so
right.
I just is a silver lining in everything, I guess.
There
positive
you go.
Battle.
Well, there you go. I mean, so the norovirus, maybe there's some perks of that. I mean, I'm like one norovirus away from like my beach body. So if I get that, it'll really put me over the top.
Hey, look, summer's coming up.
You know what I mean?
What do we got next? We got to take a break.
Well, you know, it's been a long time.
To catch up.
And I know I have a teenager in my house. I'm not sure how Harrison
Lord.
Is.
You want another one? You could have mine.
Teenager. No one really told me, but they told me about the terrible twos, but the teenager.
The twos weren't that bad.
I didn't have the terrible twos. I thought, listen, Kira has broken the mold, right? Like, she's just an angel child. Maybe she'll get me when she's an actual high schooler, but right now she's this flawless angel. And then three came around, and oh my God.
And now three is like Harrison toggles between sweetheart or monster.
Yeah.
There's no in between. It's
zero.
One of those two.
There's
50%
no gray area.
Of the time.
Perfect.
Yes.
Well, I sense a vent session coming next.
Hey,
hang on.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW.
because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So we have two three-nagers at home. You know, Kira is now officially 3 years and 5 months.
Wow.
And
good her.
When we last were talking about this in season two, you know, she was like 2.5 years old, right? And a lot has changed. She has complete thoughts, complete sentences. She is saying all the things, right? She went from 0 to 100 in that aspect. She no longer qualifies for speech therapy. Like, she is now...
Great.
Yeah, she's all caught up, which is a gift and a curse, because obviously I love hearing what's going on in there, but it also comes with a side of sass.
Yeah, and I think the thing is, you never want to stifle them. If they're just talking, it's like, all right, yeah, you keep them talking.
Oh, for sure.
Is the thing, right? Yeah, really? That's a great
truck? We have full-fledged conversations now, which is great. This is... my favorite stage so far because of that. Like, we can have full on conversations and like really hang out, but it does come with consequences. Like, she has, you know, full on teenager tantrums. Like, she shuts her bedroom door and locks it on me. She'll shut it in my face and lock the door.
She start blasting Paramore.
Right.
Or Dead
Misery,
Kennedys or
Misery Business. Yeah, I'm like, what is happening? It came at me fast.
Wow.
And
well,
so,
unfortunately for you, as a father of a daughter, that's probably not going to stop until she flutters away when she's 18, off to college or something.
Yeah, no, this is great. Yeah, 15 more years of this. This is fantastic. Can't wait. So Harrison is doing similar things?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, he toggles between. There's no in between. It's either red light, green light. It's either he's a sweetheart and he goes, Daddy? What?
Harry love you.
Uh-huh.
You know?
And it's those moments where like you're like, oh, well, I feel so bad for yelling at you just 5 minutes ago.
But 2 minutes prior, he's going, no, only mommy. Harry don't like daddy. No, daddy. Go away. Go away, daddy.
Yeah.
That's his new thing.
Go away, daddy.
Go away, daddy. Yeah, Harry don't like you. Harry don't want you. Harry, only
mommy.
It's
the third person for me. If he said, I don't like you, that would have hurt. But the fact that he says Harry doesn't like you.
Well, I think... it is funny, but I've gotten numb to it because he does it all the time. Harry hungry.
Harry
wants
baby.
Smoothie. Yeah. Mommy, Harry baby. Okay, Harry's a baby now. He starts crawling around. Is that weird?
I mean, it's not normal.
I guess it's normal for, like, if we just had another kid.
Right.
And he saw the baby.
Yeah.
That's normal for him to pretend to be, for the elder child. To pretend to be a baby.
I think every kid just has their quirks. Like, Kira has to wear this monster hat literally every day. She has to fall asleep with it in her bed. this hat. It's like a knit hat.
Yep, they have their things.
It looks like Mike Wazowski from Monsters, Inc., the Disney Pixar movie. She bought this hat at Whole Foods, of all places, and she must wear this hat no matter where she goes. And we always hear people, you know, strangers talk about this hat. It's like this biggest talking piece. She has to wear it every day.
It's the talk of the town.
The talk of the town.
Wait,
you come to Cherry Hill, you're going to hear about the fact that we have a new Costco and the fact that Kira has a monster hat. Those are the big topics in Cherry Hill. But yeah, I just think every kid has their quirks.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Harry has a different toy that he has to fall asleep with every night.
And it rotates.
It rotates.
Oh, wow.
Right now, he's powering Rocky from Paw Patrol.
Kira likes them.
That's his new favorite. So for a while it was Rubble.
Rubble,
I guess he works in construction. Get it? Rocky, I don't know what he does. But he's the leader now. But then he'll also get, and this is the sweetheart part of him. It'll be like, no, Rocky, only Rocky. Harry won't, Harry sleep with Rocky. It's like, all right. So I go downstairs and get Rocky, come back upstairs. And then he insists, then the sweetheart part comes in where he insists that you have, like, I get Marshall or Chase, one of the other Paw Patrol
characters. That's
good. You sleep with him. Dad, you have to sleep with him. Then he'll come in the morning. And if it's not in the bed,
you're in trouble.
Then I'm in trouble. Yeah.
That's
so
nice.
Apparently, last night, he gave me this little blue squishy bird that he has that I was supposed to sleep with. He told his mother I was supposed to sleep with that while he slept with Rocky.
Did that message come across your desk?
No, it didn't get me. Either I wasn't listening and forgot.
Okay, I'm going to bank on that.
Or
my money's on that.
So, yeah, sure. As I'm like reading about, Lord knows, electric batteries, the weird things that I read about at night before bed.
Lord only knows. Yeah.
Or my wife said it and it wasn't audible for a human being to hear. probably me hearing it and forgetting about it. So he was mad at me this morning, but doesn't tell you why.
Right? Oh, wow.
So he's just kind of sitting there on the couch. Mm. Like, what's wrong? No.
Giving you the silent
treatment. Go away, Daddy. Yeah. Very quiet. Wow.
You know what's wrong.
He gets this from you. That's what I tell his mom. So the three-nager part, The two-year-old portion of him, he had his moments, right?
Yeah, I think all kids do. Like Kira, when she was two, I mean, like I said, she was great for the most part, but she would have a meltdown. And when she did, she would lose all bone mass, right? Like if she had a meltdown in public, she would literally have a meltdown. Her bones would melt and you would have to scoop them off the floor like they're just a puddle, right?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. That doesn't happen anymore. Now, like, they'll just tell you, they'll verbalize what is the matter. So she still has tantrums just in a different form,
but it's not the 2-year-old tantrums. I know what you're talking about. Cause every kid does that. It's
sure.
just a developmental thing, but they just go, and they collapse
to
the ground.
They flail their bodies. Yeah. I'm like, good Lord.
Like, all right. And you just kind of be like, all right, everything's fine. And then they're on to the next thing. But that happened maybe like a handful of times.
Yeah.
Now the three-nager part of it is real. So when people were warning me about twos are overrated, when they turn three and they become a three-nager, it's a fucking nightmare.
It's a nightmare because I don't know what version of Kira I'm going to get when I leave here in 5 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, she could be this angel who says sweet things, like you were saying Harrison says, and it's like, oh, my God, I really love being a dad. And then some days where she just does not listen to a syllable that comes out of my mouth. You know what I mean?
Nope.
It's not a word. She'll do the opposite. And, you know, you just try to stay calm and collected. But, man, do they try to, like, hit you with every trigger.
And they're also trying to push the boundaries.
Oh, she's a boundary pusher. Yeah, she wants to know her limits. For
yes,
sure.
Yes, absolutely.
And they have no filter. And they have, they have no filter. Because even though they know they're doing something wrong, sometimes they just have no impulse control and they'll just do it anyway. And then I'll see her little wheels turning after they do something they know they're not supposed to do. And they're like, oh shit. Oh, wait.
See, I wish he got the, I shouldn't be doing that. It's always he knows he's not supposed to be doing it.
Oh, she'll do that too.
And
she'll
he'll smile and like he's got this evil grin. He started doing this evil laugh too. Like he'll do something. I'll be in the other room and I'll hear him go, ho, 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 ho. Ha 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 ha! Harry crushed them.
Like, terrifying.
what the hell are you doing in there? And he's just destroying his Harry hurt the toys.
Wow.
Harry, so I don't know if he's...
See, yeah, Kira loves being destructive with her toys. Like, she's Sid from Toy Story, like that next-door neighbor
who
just deconstructs all these toys and puts the head on the butt and whatever. Like, that's what she does. Like, she finds enjoyment out of that.
So I don't know if they are both, like, growing up to be little psychopaths.
Maybe.
Or if
they're
following
our footsteps.
I'm hoping it's just a developmental thing, following in Dad's footsteps.
Yeah.
I would say that dealing with a three-year-old is like dealing with somebody who had... just consumed a handle of wild turkey.
Yeah.
It's like dealing with a drunk person.
It's a drunk adult. Absolutely.
Like, hey, Harrison, we got to go to school. What sunglasses do you want? Blue ones. Harry want blue ones. Like, okay, you put the blue ones on. No! Rips them off his head, throws them across the room. Like, black ones. Harry want blue ones. Like, okay, geez.
You just told me blue.
Right.
I'm not making it up.
But no, other than that, things are going well. Yeah. I don't know if school's going swimmingly well. He's very shy in school, but he's learning a lot. He's learning to share, which is always a tough thing. The arts and crafts are great. You said Kira's doing a lot of art.
Kira loves arts and crafts. That's her favorite thing, obviously, that age. She loves it. And she loves, we put the arts and crafts up on the wall.
Does she tell you she wants it on the wall?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Because he comes home, he's like, put on the refrigerator.
Right.
Well, this one's not even that good, but I guess. Looks like you just smeared a bunch of paint on it.
Yeah, can you try to stay in the lines?
Yeah. But the writing, I don't know, is she doing, are you getting her to write anything, like letters or numbers or anything? It's really early to be doing
it. It's early. But, I mean, she has those like traceable letters and numbers that we do at the table, and she has fun doing that. Like freehand, not yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he will, like, for like Christmas cards or like, I'm sure for Mother's Day, I get him to sign the card. He knows how to draw an H.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
H for Harry. H is always, if he sees an H anywhere, he goes H for Harry.
I think you're just raising a little narcissist.
Yeah, maybe. But he's good at drawing the H, but that's about it. So I would say he's a tick below a Chick-fil-A cow at this point.
This has been Hashtag Fatherhood on Odyssey.
I hope you don't like sleep. You'll never sleep again.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.